I'm bored. I'm bored, 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 and also bored. I should control my own destiny. I'll create an exclusive country club resort. First some sand, then the usual resort accoutrement. Call an emergency meeting of the membership committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you won't.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care.
Eat and be lazy, kids, and someday you'll have your own show, too.
This looks like a great new game you found, Garfield. Six. I moved 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spaces, collect $50, and take a card and follow instructions on it. You lose. Your cat gets everything in the refrigerator. Garfield, I'm not wild about that game.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a sore loser.
I'm too tired to go buy more groceries. And if I send you, no food will ever get back here. I know. Odie!
Ta-da!
Odie, I want you to go to the market for me.
Move which will henceforth be known as mistake number one.
Just give this list and the money to the grocer and he'll give you what we need. Okay, boy?
Yeah.
Garfield, let's give that game another try. Four. 1, 2, 3. Take a card. You lose. Your cat gets everything in the cupboard where you keep the canned goods and those little cookies he likes.
You mean I win again?
Your cat gets everything, your cat gets everything, your cat gets everything. I should have known. Your cat gets everything, your cat gets everything. Hey, dog.
Hmm?
Yeah, you. Where are you going? Going to the store?
Uh-huh.
You see, my friend, you are making a common error. You are assuming that to buy things, you have to go to a store. Stores pay rent, and they pass that cost on to you, the consumer. I, on the other hand, pay no rent. That means lower prices for you, my friend. In fact, you're in luck, because today only we have a special. This beautiful all-nylon designer sock is yours for a limited time only for the price of... Gee, what a coincidence. That's about right. No, don't thank me, my friend. Just stop in again when you're in the neighborhood.
Let us review, Odie. I gave you money and sent you to the store for eggs, milk, bread, diet soda, and carrots. True?
Uh-huh.
Instead, you return with no money and one dirty sock. Also true?
Uh-huh.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Odie, I've lost all respect for you.
No.
No big deal. I didn't have that much to begin with. What happened, boy? Even John can't make stew out of this. There's an easier way to find out. Luckily, my favorite show is on.
We now return to Garfield and Friends.
This beautiful all-nylon designer sock is yours for a limited time only for the price of... Gee, what a coincidence. That's about right.
This calls for drastic action. I may even have to leave the house.
I'll need lots of this play money and a disguise. Where can I find clothes that make you look like a jerk? Of course, where else? John's closet.
Here I come, boy. I have lots of money, boy. I'm so stupid. I hope I don't get taken. Pigeon approaching.
Psst. Hey, cat. Come here.
Yeah?
Where you going? Going to the store?
Uh-huh. I can't not. I lost one of my owner's favorite socks, and I have to find a replacement that looks like this.
That is one familiar-looking sock.
I borrowed some money to buy a new one. Do you think this is enough?
Whoa! Stay right there, my friend. I think I know precisely where you can find that sock's mate.
Here, boy, hold this.
Huh? Hey, dog! Where are you, doggy? Doggy, where'd you go?
Sorry, my friend. This sock has been recalled to the factory due to a defective heel. Here's your money back. See you around.
Huh?
Oh, boy! Big bucks, here I come! Hey, cat! Where'd you go? I got your sock! Cat! Cat! Cat!
No, Odie, I'm still very disappointed in you losing the money like that. I trust you with one job, and you... Odie, you got the money back. Oh, I'm sorry I doubted you. I'm going to the store myself and get the groceries.
Which you should have done in the first place. Come on, I'll teach you a new game. 3, 4, 5. I win again. You now owe me all your desserts until the year 2143. Ah, John's home. You know, Odie, no one with any sense would trade that grocery money for an old sock. No comment.
Okay, we're all gonna race to that tree. On your marks, get set, go! Ah, eat my dust, you turkey!
Well, I guess Wade won.
So to speak.
There to help you get started, but once you get started, who needs them? I love that song.
I love it. I can't wait. Perfecto.
Hey, I don't know what he's doing either, folks. I only know it's trouble.
Violets are blue. Roses are red. Here comes cream spinach right on your head.
That's gonna be great.
Roy, why did you drop 50 pounds of cream spinach on me?
Because I couldn't find any stewed tomatoes. Kablooey!
I'm going to go shower now.
Roy, practical jokes are not nice.
They're not supposed to be nice. They're supposed to be funny. Maestro? To me, there's nothing better than a practical joke. It just felt so good to give that pig a smoke. I like to pull a prank on someone every day. Now tell me, spinach on the pig is not a funny display. I gotcha. You lose, I win. I gotcha, and I'll get you again. You can't play a joke on me. I'll smell a rat because the prank.
prankster gangster never falls for that. I am just too sneaky, no one ever gets me. I can spot a prank before you count to three. I am a professional, I'm always aware. You never know when there's a joke out lurking somewhere. I gotcha, you lose, I win. I gotcha, and I'll get you again. You can't play a joke on me, I'll smell a rat. Because the prankster gangster never falls for that.
Roy, one of these days, you're going to be sorry for playing your practical jokes.
You're going to get me with one? Well, in case you missed the song, Boobala, I am too smart for that.
That rooster. I hope you get him and get him good.
Play a big trick on him, Orson.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Hey, what evil, underhanded, sneaky, not nice thing are you thinking of doing to Roy, boy?
The sneakiest thing I can do. Absolutely nothing.
Ho-hum. No doubt Orson is planning some amateurish trick to get even with me. Some pathetic, feeble jest.
Hi, Roy. Care for an ice cream cone?
Sorry, you absolute beginner, you.
But, Roy...
To think I would fall for the old hot pepper and chili ice cream trick? Why, that's...
Great ice cream, Orson.
A taste delight in every bite.
How come you dropped yours, Roy?
Huh. Well, I guess he's still planning something.
Oh, Roy, don't use the bridge. Some of the boards are cracked.
Nice try, Waller Breath. But I'm not going to fall for it.
Roy, I'm not going to play a trick on you.
Oh, sure. That's what you'd like me to believe. Then whammo! Well, you won't get me, pig. Never!
Are you gonna play a trick on him?
I don't have to. He's doing a terrific job on himself.
He's got to have something real rotten planned. Boy, I'm thirsty. Oh, no! You rigged the pump, didn't you, Orson? I'll go into the barn. No! You want me to go into the barn, don't you? Probably drop a cow on me or something. I'll stay outside. No, he wants me to stay outside. He probably has the outside booby trap. I'll be okay, just so long as I don't walk in the ground.
Ahem. I'm looking for Roy Rooster.
Me?
Yes. I am your local rooster ranger. I am in charge of seeing that roosters are assigned to farms where they are needed.
Orson in a pathetic disguise. Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Rooster Ranger, sir. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to make sure you're happy on this farm.
Hey, Wade, your friend Orson came up with an even lamer trick than I expected. Watch how I play along. Orson? Where? Oh, no, Mr. Ranger, sir. I can't stand it here. Please, please assign me anywhere else. Send me to the South Pole.
I can't do that.
What? But you have to! Listen, Orson Ranger, send me to the South Pole or I'll cover you with one coat.
Now, you'll get away from me with that.
Please, Mr. Ranger, I've been a bad boy. I deserve to go to the South Pole.
Now, let's talk this over.
Welcome to your waller, Orson. Give it up, Orson. I was too smart to fall for your trick.
What trick?
You're dressing up as that stupid range.
I'm transferring you to the South Pole for this.
The South Pole? No!
He fell for it.
It was a trick?
Orson, I thought you said you weren't going to play a trick on Roy.
I didn't.
But that doesn't mean...
I wouldn't.
Monday, I slept. Tuesday, I slept. Wednesday, I slept. But yesterday, I slept. It's a full week. I think I'll take today off.
What makes you think you can just sleep all day? Oh, no. You're not just going to sleep all day. You're going outside. You're going out in the fresh air.
Fresh air is bad for you. Bugs fly around in it.
Stop in the car! Cat. He's a one I've been searching for. Am I right?
You are right, Mr. Fettuccini.
You're just the one I'm looking for to be in my new movie.
I am the great film director Federico Fettuccini. Bring a Disa Cat to my studio tomorrow morning. I'm a film of my latest, the greatest motion picture masterwork. Am I right?
You are right, Mr. Fettuccini.
See? They know. Well, how about that? Looks like you're going to be a movie star, Garfield.
Me?
Me? They want me? Can it be? They want me? Well, no cat is any brighter. No cat looks any righter on the screen. I see what they mean. Me? They want me? Well, of course they want me. No cat is any wittier. No cat is any prettier to see. I'll become a big star, and I'll earn the reward that every actor dreams of, the A Cat O' Me Award. Thank you. Yes, autographs are free. Anybody? Thank you for wanting me. Yeah. I realize now that you like me. You really like me. And I want to thank the little people who helped me so much. Unfortunately, I don't know any of their names.
Garfield, I said you have a hard day tomorrow. You'd better get your sleep. Look who I'm saying this to.
Could we have it quiet? Quiet on the set. Where is my star? We need a Fluffy on the set. Here's Fluffy, Mr. Fettuccini.
Now, this will be my greatest scene in my greatest movie. Am I right?
You are right, Mr. Fettuccini.
In that case, lights, camera, action!
Oh, gee, Fluffy. I have a feeling something not nice is gonna happen.
stunt cat. Roll up! There's a print! Next! I'ma consider myself the author of all of my movies. I write them, I direct them, produce them, edit them, take the film to the theater, and I make the popcorn. The studio tank is all ready, Mr. Fettuccine. This will be my greatest scene. Am I right?
You are right, Mr. Fettuccine.
All right. Are you ready? Never mind. I am ready. This is enough. Roll up.
Gee, Fluffy. I hope that mean old shark doesn't find us.
Cat! Stunt cat! Roll up.
Is a mechanical shark, isn't it? In a Federico Fettuccine film, we ought to have realism. Am I right?
You are right, Mr. Fettuccine.
Cut! That is a print! Next!
This is show business?
Yeah!
The song is wrong. Everything about this business isn't appealing. Let's see what the next scene is. This calls for a little rewrite.
Are we ready for the next shot? Where is the stunt cat?
Pouring the honey onto your chair.
Ready? Roll 'em!
Gee, Fluffy. I hope that nasty old bear doesn't get us.
Cut! Stunt cat! Roll him! Release the bear! The cat! Attack of the cat! Help! Help! I hate actors who ad lib. You will protect me! Am I right?
You are wrong, Mr. Fettuccine!
We might as well take lunch. I believe your cat is fired.
Well, Garfield, there goes your big career in the movies and my money.
Stunt cat!
I love show business.